Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A New York federal court condemns discrimination of religious services and issues an injunction against the governor's order discriminating against houses of worship. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, a federal judge issued a great ruling that said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Attorney General Letitia James and the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, may no longer order or enforce indoor or outdoor restrictions on religious worship gatherings. Holly, this is a great decision by a federal court. The decision is a wonderful defense of the First Amendment of the United States.
Yeah, you know, our friends at Thomas More Society represented two Catholic priests and a trio of Orthodox Jewish congregates from Brooklyn who sued the governor, the attorney general, and the mayor for violating their speech. And this order, this decision is just stellar.
Yeah, it really is. The federal court actually issued a preliminary injunction that said that Governor Cuomo is wrong to limit worship services as a matter of public safety while yet condoning mass protests. Holly, this is the governor who said you can't have more than 10 people in a church, but you can have an unlimited number of people to protest these mass gatherings, including the mayor of New York City. And they were promoting those mass gatherings, these protests for Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, this judge, this order is just, it's such good news, let me say, for these churches when he said, in awarding the injunction, the court noted the non-essential businesses that enjoy a 50% capacity limitation are not justifiably different than houses of worship. Isn't that what we've been saying all along?
Yeah, so he was looking at several things, and he looked at the comparison between the restriction on houses of worship, 10 people, versus these other non-essential businesses. Not even talking about the essential ones.
Right.
Because they have the essential ones that have always been treated better, like the Walmart, Kmart, the big box stores. You know the stores, the grocery stores, the liquor stores, the abortion clinics.
Right.
All those, they were in the essential category. But then the governor actually issued an order that was a modification, and he included some non-essential businesses. And he said, now, for these non-essential businesses, you can have up to 50% capacity. So that would be, for example, like restaurants, other kinds of places. You can have up to 50% capacity. But did he then tell the churches, the houses of worship, that you can have 50%? No.
Right.
Houses of worship, you're still at 10 people. But these other non-essential businesses, now you're up to 50%. Houses of worship, you're still at 10 people. So, you know, you can go into a restaurant, have a two-hour dinner, and have 50% capacity, but you can't go into a church, have a two-hour church service, and have 50% capacity.
Right, right. And the judge chastised the governor and the mayor when he stated they could have just as easily discouraged protests, short of condemning their message, in the name of public health, and exercise discretion to suspend enforcement for public safety reasons, instead of encouraging what they knew, get this, what they knew was a flagrant disregard of the outdoor limits and social distancing rules. They could have also been silent, but by acting as they did, Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio sent a clear message that mass protests are deserving of preferential treatment.
Yeah, and so
bingo.
What he's talking about is that Mayor de Blasio, New York mayor, and the governor actually encouraged the social mass protests. Because they were Black Lives Matter. And in fact, I remember Governor Cuomo was asked in a press conference, well, what's the difference here? You're saying that you can gather in these mass protests, but not churches. He goes, oh, mass protests, they're a lot different than churches. Why? Because he says, this is a historic moment. We can't let it pass. Not because
not a safety
there's
issue
a safety or health,
or health
reason. No, this is a historic moment. We can't let it pass. We can't turn a blind eye to it. And so you're going to allow it and actually promote it. But for churches, no, this is not a historic moment for the churches. It's not a constitutional issue either for them, because I'm just going to continue to keep them at 10 people. Well, the good news is this judge said enough. The First Amendment doesn't allow this kind of discrimination. And what this order has done is discriminatory and unconstitutional. And Holly, remember Mayor de Blasio? A few weeks ago, he got word that there was a gathering in excess of 10 people of Jews, Orthodox Jews, that were having a funeral.
I remember that, yeah.
And so he got in his vehicle and drove or was driven to the place, and he personally got out. He didn't send somebody else. He personally got out, and he disrupted a Jewish funeral service because it had a small gathering, but it was in excess of 10 people. And he told them that they needed to disperse, that they're in violation of his order. This is the same mayor that says you can't have this Jewish funeral service because there's more than 10 people. You can't have a religious service of more than 10 people in a church, either in the church or outside the church. But you can have an unlimited number of people. In fact, I encourage people to come and protest this Black Lives Matter. And also, by the way, we can put 50% in all these non-essential businesses, the governor says, but no, only 10 people can go into the churches. It's really clear that these orders against churches have nothing to do with public health and safety.
And common sense. I mean, to disrupt, you know, a group of people, a small group of people that are grieving the passing of a loved one, but yet encouraging these protests, walking down the street, there's just no common sense.
You know, for that Jewish funeral, that was a moment that you couldn't let pass either.
Yeah, you can't take that back.
There's a lot of people in New York City and New York that had loved ones that passed.
And didn't get to have services.
They didn't even get to see them in the hospital.
Yeah.
And they didn't get a chance to have final respects, to process that grieving moment because of these orders. Whether they social distance or not, they didn't have the opportunity to do it. And here, the mayor was so insensitive to come in and disrupt a religious service, a funeral service by the Jewish Orthodox people. Well, you know what? Some of these plaintiffs in the case were Orthodox Jewish congregants from Brooklyn, New York.
Right.
And also some Catholic priests from upstate New York. And those were the plaintiffs in the case, joining together, fighting for religious freedom, and the court gave a great decision. We're using this case and other decisions. We've got several cases going on right now. We filed three Federal Court of Appeals opening briefs. These are substantial publications of legal research, 60 pages or so apiece, chock full of information, legal arguments, and so forth. We filed three of them in one day.
It was a record for Liberty Counsel.
Yeah, three in one day.
A marathon.
Regarding churches, and we did them in the First Circuit out of our case involving the main church, Calvary Chapel of Bangor. We did it out of the Fourth Circuit with the Virginia Church, Lighthouse Fellowship Church, and we did it with regards to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that is Maryville Baptist Church, where we actually already have gotten two great decisions from the Court of Appeals, 3-0.
But that's just a small example of what's going on in this nation regarding the discrimination of churches.
We said early on that these were unconstitutional. You know, we have had some pushback over time. We don't get any real pushback now because what we have said at the beginning has really proven true. Mm-hmm. You know, it started off as though, well, this will be a temporary 2-week closure. Most people said, well, we can live with that for public safety. And then the 2 weeks got to be 4 weeks, and the 4 weeks got to be 8 weeks, and it goes on and on and on. And now what you're seeing is, well, we're going to relax some of the restrictions. Oh, wait a minute, we're going to go backwards, and we're going to continue to put some additional restrictions. We're going to turn back the clock for additional restrictions. And we're not going to get back to normal, they say, until we get a vaccine and it's going to be mandatory and you're all traced and tracked and we know everything about your movements and all your vaccinations. That's where it's going. It's a real intrusion on our freedom. And then, you know what? There's something right after that, because after coronavirus, guess what? A new virus is coming out of China, and it is a combination of the new swine flu.
Right.
And so it's going to be one thing after another. We can't continue to live in caves and be imprisoned in our homes and shut down businesses and close churches. We have to push back. We have to fight for freedom. Continue to pray for the cases that we have all over the country. We are continuing to litigate these, work with pastors all over the United States. For more information, visit lc.org. Sign up for our emails right there on the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.